Every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah! EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Chris Berrow. Tear gas and rubber bullets have been fired by National Guard soldiers on the streets of Los Angeles. They've been deployed by the Trump administration to crack down on protests against immigration raids, despite objections from the Democrat state governor Gavin Newsom. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent.
These are members of the California National Guard. You've got to go back all the way to 1965 to find a precedent for an American president taking control of a state's National Guard and deploying them on the streets of that state, despite the objections of the state's governor.
The Democrat Karen Bass is the mayor of Los Angeles and had a message for Donald Trump.
When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic.
Carlos Alcaraz says he's happy to make history with Yannick Sinner as the pair played out an all-time classic in the French Open final. The Spaniard fought back from two sets down. Sinner was full of praise for his opponent.
Amazing performance, amazing battle, amazing everything to you and your team. Amazing job. I'm very happy for you and you deserve it. So, congrats.
Former Premier League referee Uriah Rennie has died at the age of 65. He made history by becoming the top flight's first black referee. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And so we begin a brand new week in total style here on Classic FM. The music is exemplary. Just wait and see. I'm Lucy Coward. Welcome.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. the most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Emma Johnson and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra playing Returning Home by John Barry, Julian Reynolds with the baton in hand. And before that, Peter Donohoe was at the keyboard with the Orchestra of the Swan alongside to play the second movement of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Shostakovich on the podium. It was David Curtis. Good morning. Lucy Coward sorting the music for First Thing Monday on Classic FM. Welcome to Early Breakfast, June the 9th. You just take care and relax. Thank you. Angèle Dubois and La Pieta performing Igioni by Einaudi. You know who Einaudi's style icon is? Mick Jagger. Einaudi says that Mick's style is very different to his own, but sometimes you get tips from people, even if you're not copying them. And speaking of icons, is there anyone that you could be persuaded to walk 280 miles for, I know it's quite precise, but 280 miles for to hear them play the organ? Well, that's what J.S. Bach did for Dietrich Buxtehude, who so strong was his urge to hear as many good organists as he could. But Buxtehude was something else. He was a true original, one of the greatest Baroque composers ever. Handel also made quite a journey to see him too. So it's one of his compositions. That's the Dawn Chorus this morning on Classic FM to help us rejoice for a new week. Our Dawn Chorus this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Alleluia by Dietrich Buxtehude, sung by Ascentus under Lawrence Eckelby.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Cologne Piano Duet and the Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra with Florian Merz on the podium, bringing us the second movement of Journey's Concerto for Piano Duet, as promised. And before that, Klaus-Peter Siebel was in charge of the London Symphony Orchestra and soloist James Galway as they played Satie's Gymnopédie No. 3. And on the way next on Classic FM, I've got Debussy's most famous piece, and what a piece it is, plus a blessing and a ghost.
Classic FM.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of zero accounting software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of zero accounting software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of zero accounting software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
As you fan yourself with the menu, you ponder why you went for the vindaloo. Every wave of the specials ruffles the delicate ruffles of your red ruffled top. And as water runs down your chin, the waitress stares on. She just can't take her eyes off you. The masterpiece in the flowing scarlet skirt.
Enjoying your meal?
So much.
No sweat. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
We've had some lovely choral offerings this morning. Kev, getting in touch to say for him, it was fab listening to the Seal lullaby earlier because he remembers singing it in the Leeds Male Voice Choir 2 years ago, and those memories are very fond. Thanks, Kev. Have a lovely day. That was John Rutter conducting the City of London Sinfonia and the Cambridge Singers as they performed his own piece, A Gaelic Blessing. Prior to that, we heard Claire de Lune from Debussy's Sweet Bergamasque, played by Seong Jin Cho. I was watching a film over the weekend where the lead character was learning to play that piece by Debussy as an adult. I found it somewhat inspiring. Maybe there's still time for me yet. It is Classic FM, and now music from a film, the idea for which was born after a screenwriter watched Hamlet. And seeing the ghost of Hamlet's father ask for revenge for his death, had the notion of telling a ghost story from the ghost's perspective.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
The overture to La Cenerentola by Rossini, Antonio Pappano on the podium for the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra. And before that, we had the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra play an orchestral version of Unchained Melody from Ghost by Alex North and Maurice Jarre. The conductor was James Morgan. That song was actually written for another film before Ghost, the 1955 movie Unchained, which was a low-budget prison story that is arguably now only remembered at times like these because of the song it spawned. This is Classic FM. Let's get the latest news next, then, after which we'll bring it home with A Date with Destiny.
Classic FM.
On our farms, there's room to roam. A girl's come first in the happy home.
Happy hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125, plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at Post Office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon. Like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, National Guard soldiers have used tear gas and rubber bullets during a third night of protests in Los Angeles. The troops were deployed by Donald Trump to crack down on demonstrations against immigration raids. That was despite objections from California Governor Gavin Newsom. LA's Mayor Karen Bass has blamed the president for the chaos.
When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic.
The Israeli Foreign Ministry says a humanitarian aid ship headed to Gaza has been diverted to Israel. Passengers include the climate activist Greta Thunberg. They'd been trying to bring supplies to Gaza in defiance of an Israeli naval blockade. Policing is expected to receive an above-inflation boost in this week's spending review, but it's understood other areas of the Home Office will face cuts. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, will set out departmental spending in her statement on Wednesday. The Health Secretary has urged doctors to change their tactics, saying fresh strikes are the last thing the NHS needs. The British Medical Association is balloting members in England on action over pay. They've been offered an average 5.4% rise this year. Wes Streeting has told Classic FM the public won't back more walkouts.
If I had my fingers in my ears and I was saying, get stuffed on pay, and I don't agree with you about the conditions you're working in, and I'm not interested, I'm never going to speak to you, I'd sort of understand strike action. But you've got in me and in this government a health secretary who in just 10 months has given you a 28.9% average pay rise.
And Carlos Alcaraz has retained the French Open tennis men's singles title. He came from two sets down to overcome Jannik Sinner in a 5.5-hour marathon.